flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
B. Mitch in Philly, 106.7 The Fan. Coming to you live from Navy Yard Studios. B. Mitch in Philly show is brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com, find a contractor near you, and available tax credits and rebates. We're talking about R-U-U-D. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right. Joining us now is our guy, Mike Jones. You can follow him on X at by Mike Jones. Mike, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing well, B. Mitch. How you doing?
I am fantastic. Mike, Commanders year finally came to an end, but what are your thoughts on how they went out there and played this year?
Well, look, I had the expectation that we were going to see a foundation laid, that we were going to see a lot of growing pains, but we're going to see some promise, and that there would be, you know, things to build on for the future. Never in my wildest dreams did I expect that they would get this thing turned around this quickly, and not only would they reach the postseason, but they would be a game away from the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And well, that your rookie quarterback would have played as well as he did in the postseason, like, just amazingly. And even in that NFC Championship game, they did not lose that game because of him. So fantastic season, way exceeded expectations, and the future is bright. Again, the foundation's there. They got work to do still, but they're headed in the right direction.
You say the future's bright, and you've seen a lot of football. You've seen a lot of teams come and go and things of that nature. When you look at how they are doing things and prepared, can this be something that we see that's the beginning of something new, not just like, oh, a one-hit wonder?
Yeah, I don't think it's a one-hit wonder, because the thing is, this is a quarterback-driven league, right? You've got to have a quality difference-maker quarterback. You have him. He is the centerpiece. Now you just have to, you know, continue to build around him. They also improved steadily on defense. You know, it was pretty shaky early on. They continued to get better. So that's telling you that there's a coaching staff who understands, okay, this is the talent we have, and this is how we have to help them continue to progress and get the most out of them. They would not have continued to improve each week if it had not been for a talented coaching staff that really understood the talent it was working with. Also, general manager, the talent that they were able to get, some of those were stop gaps. Some of those were pieces to build on for the long term, but they understand how to fit the puzzle pieces together. Look to me like the general manager and the coaching staff The whole front office and the coaching staff were in lockstep with each other because there weren't ill-fitting pieces that, you know, oh, the GM or the front office wanted you to get this. And, you know, we've had times when the coaching staff has players that they're working with that they did not want to be acquired. Mm-hmm. That is not the case here. So you've got the GM, you've got the coach, you've got the unity and cohesion and the vision that they share together, and you've got the quarterback. And so that's what you need to build a strong franchise, and they're going to get there.
It's funny, Mike. B and I were talking about how you really see these situations where coaches will try to blame other coaches. They kind of try to hide it, but they do it publicly or privately. They won't play players that they didn't draft. Like all the symptoms of broken organizations, like you and I know them well from our time just being there every day covering the Commanders, and it's so different now. It's remarkable. Like, I was thinking about this, Jonesy. Senior Bowl's going on. Are you down in Mobile?
No, I'm not.
So I'm not either. But do you remember the years we had to go down there to chase Bruce Allen around to try to get an interview because he wouldn't just do the normal thing and have an end-of-season presser?
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff is gone, man.
There was no transparency. You would ask a question, and you would get a GM who smirked at your question and then would talk in a word salad and not answer you. This just the way of doing things is way different now. I heard it once I went out there to the facility. I saw it. You feel it. It really is it's a new day. And look, they could they take a step backwards next year? Are they going to make the NFC Championship game this year? Next year, I don't know. And they could take a little bit of a step back, but I don't think it's a drop back to double-digit losses. This thing is going – they're going to keep on building this thing and keep on progressing. And this is not the only time that we're going to be covering this team deep into January.
Yeah, man.
But, you know, the culture was damn good.
Well, the culture's been great.
No.
Every head coach has come there has changed the culture, right?
But I'm hitting with the Bruce Allen. The culture is damn good.
That's right.
Jonesy, let's zoom out and talk about some of these hires made around the NFL. Of all the coaching vacancies, what hire were you most impressed with?
I guess I would have to say Ben Johnson. I think that was a really good hire for Caleb Williams' development in Chicago. They have talent on that roster on both sides of the ball. They messed themselves up by sticking with Matt Eberflus for one more year. They should not have done that. They should have made the move, right away. It's tough for a rookie quarterback, a young quarterback, to now he's got to learn a whole different language and a different way of doing things. But I think that he's got the right guy, the mad scientist, the teacher of an offensive-minded head coach that's going to help him get headed in the right direction. Because, look, they did not win a lot of games. Statistically, he wasn't bad. I think that was probably the biggest win of the coaching cycle. Mike Vrabel up in New England, he's a great coach, I believe. He'll be good for them. It's just so dumb that they could have had him last year. They delayed this whole thing by a year, and they, wanted to get away from the Belichick way, and now they got Vrabel back there as their coach, and then they bring Josh McDaniels back as the offensive coordinator again. It's just so silly because all they had to do when Vrabel was available last year was to hire him and make him the head coach then.
It is silly. So much of all this stuff is just crazy. I agree with Johnson. If the other element to this is, like, you got to also be the leader, but I think we might be discounting his leadership abilities. What do you make of Liam Cohen? I don't even know how to say the dude's name. Cohen?
Cohen.
What do you make of the way that all shook out, where he didn't want to be there, they finally get rid of Balke, he's still going back to Tampa, and then he goes back to Jacksonville?
Okay. I would have reservations of hiring a guy that showed so much disloyalty to the franchise that was doing right by him. You know, you're 1 year as the offensive coordinator, and you do great, and you draw attention. That's fine. So he didn't want to go to Tampa, but I mean, to Jacksonville because of Balky. Shad Khan is an idiot because all he had to do was talk to anybody around the league, and there were many people who didn't want to work with Trent Baalke. But he held on to him, and he drug out the process. And who knows, he maybe could have had Ben Johnson because Trevor Lawrence is an attractive piece to work with. But okay, so he finally decides to fire him. The thing I don't like about Cohen is all he had to do was say to the Bucks after they had that verbal agreement they were going to make him one of the highest paid offensive coordinators, they say, hey guys, I really appreciate what you're going to do for me. The situation changed here, and this is an opportunity that I feel like I got to pursue. Instead, he went dark on the franchise. And he tried to say, oh, my kid was sick, so that's why I wasn't communicating with you guys. When turns out he was at the Jacksonville Jaguars facility and talking to them and nailing down this deal to be their head coach. I would not want to hire somebody like that, because if you cannot trust a guy to be a man of his word and be straight up and have difficult conversations with a team that was taking care of him and was about to make him very handsomely compensated, then what's going to happen when things go poorly in your organization? Is he going to jump ship? Is he going to blame things? Is he going to turn on players? Is he going to turn on you? So, but again, I'm not surprised, because Shad Khan has not shown that he knows how to run a quality organization. They've been in bad shape down there in Jacksonville for a while. So, maybe he and, you know, Cohen deserve each other.
I guess teams aren't like bumpers.
But this exact situation, a Tampa Bay OC that said, yo, I'm not going to work with Balky, happened 3 years ago with Byron Leftwich.
Byron Leftwich.
That actually, remember, Balky did not want them to hire Leftwich, so he put out there that Byron did not want to work with him. Byron has told me from his mouth that he had actually never said that and was wanting to come home and coach in Jacksonville, and all of a sudden these words came out that he don't want to work with him. He's like, where did that come from? Turns out it was Balky.
Also an example of what a scumbag Balky
what a douche he is. Hey, let me ask you a question. Is Dallas in a better position or worse?
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess they probably are worse. I mean, look, if you just want to be the star and have a coach you can control, then this was a great hire. But when you, if you really wanted to improve your team, and you could have gotten Mike Vrabel, or you couldn't have gotten Ben Johnson, or, you know, you could have gotten any number of guys, but you drug your feet and you tried it. I think he really wanted to force Mike McCarthy into taking a bad deal and keep everything the same. And, you know, McCarthy was not going to go for that. And then winds up settling on Schottenheimer, who nobody in the league was interested in, who's been a coordinator in the league for 25 years and has managed. I looked at the rankings of his offense. I think he's only had one or two top 10 offenses. Everything else is in the 20s. I mean, if you really want to win, then that is not the hire you make. Yeah. But it's good for everybody else in the NFC East, because Jerry Jones can't get out of his way, and so you don't have to worry about the Cowboys.
Do you think anything was ever real with Deion?
I mean, I think they had a conversation. I think that Jerry knew that he was not going to be the star and Deion was going to overshadow him, and if they turned things around, Deion was going to get the glory and not Jerry. Mm-hmm. I think Deion was too strong a personality for Jerry. And so that's probably what happened there.
what a world, huh? Yep. I'm talking with our friend Mike Jones from The Athletic. You can give him a follow at @ByMikeJones. What do you make of the Pete Carroll hire and Tom Brady kind of running the show and Vegas trying to rebuild and become, frankly, relevant.
Yeah, look, I know they wanted Liam Cohen initially as well because, you know, they hired Spytek, who had been in Tampa, and the familiarity. I think that Pete Carroll was the smart hire. I think that that's a mess there. You didn't need another first-time head coach, a guy who'd only had 5 years of NFL coaching experience, 1 year as a coordinator. You don't want him making the jump and being a head coach of a real reclamation project. So Pete Carroll is a guy who's been there. He's done it. He's got strong leadership skills. He is the guy who has the vision. That is probably the better hire. It's probably fortunate for them that it didn't work out to get Cohen. And so I think Pete Carroll will be good for them. Obviously, we know I have no idea who their quarterback is going to be. But Tom Telesco actually did a good job of drafting for them. Mm-hmm. He had his first three draft picks were starting center. Well, obviously, Brock Bowers was number one. They also had a starting center, and they also had a starting right tackle from, you know, three of their top draft picks last year. They had quality pieces to work with there. You need to find a quarterback and have some other things to help shore up your defense. But Pete Carroll will come in there, and, you know, it's a three-year deal, so it's not a super long deal. Guy is, you know, over 70, but he's got a youthful energy to him, and he knows how to connect with players. So I think it'll be a good hire for them.
I mean, certainly Carroll has, you said, that youthful energy, that, like, constant positive aggression mindset, and I think that'll be fascinating to watch. Going forward, I'm going to circle it back to the Commanders here, Mike. You know, we're 6 weeks out from free agency, more or less?
Yeah.
Washington has a ton of cap space. You expect them to be really aggressive early on in this, or do you think they'll continue to try to lean on building through the draft?
I think they're going to build through the draft, but I think they will be selective and have a few key pieces they'll get in free agency. I think that the veterans are going to want to come here to play. When you have that energy, that kind of a difference maker, a kid who's playing like a top 10 quarterback already, you know, maybe the best quarterback in the NFC East. Veterans will want to come here, but I think that they know that the long term is building through the draft. And so you're going to see a blend, a smart approach.
I think that's what is needed and probably what we're going to see. It's crazy to think what all they accomplished this year with a rookie quarterback, first year head coach, first time ever general manager. And B and I are both pretty much agreeing with you. I think especially, you know, we're kind of getting to a space where the Giants, are you shocked they didn't fire everybody up there?
I'm not, just because John Mara hates paying people to not work. And, you know, he holds on to things way too long. And so I think that's why. And look, also, I think a little bit of it was, you know, they made the mess. And so he wants them to clean it up. You know, he also
may not
was
be
part of that decision. You know, he let Barkley go himself as well. So that's why he couldn't totally blame them for the state of that team.
It's just crazy that because they were on Hard Knocks and then we all watch it, like, just how brutal that has looked for them. But
wasn't it on this show? I think, B. Mitch, I think you asked, like, yo, what are they? Is he giving them the rope to hang themselves with? Like, this is the worst
thing
in the world.
Well, they
sure did. Yeah. You know? Yes. And so, ooh, we saw it all, you know? That couldn't have played out any more awful for them.
But we know what the Giants are, at least, I would say, a year away, because that quarterback situation is a mess. Like, who knows what's going on there, right? The Cowboys... Now, maybe you get Dak back healthy. There's obviously some talent there. But looks
Schottenheim like... Schottenheim already working with the offense?
Yeah, but okay. McCarthy was calling the plays.
Yeah, but he's working with the offense.
Right.
Installation.
Right. But this looks like Washington is trying to catch Philly in the division. And if you had to come up with a blueprint, a game plan to catch Philly, what is it?
Invest in the defensive line, invest in your offensive line. I mean, you look across the line, but they didn't have their starting center and had a guard playing center for the first half of the game.
It was limping profusely.
You know?
Right.
They have studs all across their defensive line. They have studs in their secondary. It's amazing. They have not had high draft picks in a while, but they have quality picks, you know? And so they do a great job at talent evaluation, but you see where they've invested. They've invested in their offensive line and defensive line, and magically they drafted Devontae Smith, like, would be a number one receiver on any other team. And then you figured out how to pay him and A.J. Brown. You got Saquon, like, you know, but again, it all starts with the mindset of being physical, winning in the trenches. And so if you can win in the trenches on both sides of the ball, you're going to be in good shape. That helps your quarterback, that helps your secondary. You know, so that's what's got to be the blueprint, is investing up front. It's not sexy, but it makes a big difference.
It's not sexy, but you know what? All the great teams that have gone out there and won Super Bowl, they had good offensive line and defensive line.
It's what they built in San Fran.
Hell yeah.
And then you add the really special skill position people later, you know?
Before the game, the offensive line was working out right before where we were doing our show. Santana said, damn. I said, what you talking about? He said, man, look at their offensive line. Monstrous, dog. Some big dudes. But they big and they can play, you know?
Yep, yep.
It's Jonesy, we see you in New Orleans?
Yep, I will be there.
Okay, great. Look forward to it, man. Thank you for the
JP
time.
JP taking us out for drinks, Jonesy.
I will happily buy Mike a drink.
How about me? What the hell?
I'll get you too, B. Thank you, Mike.
Looking forward to it.
All right,
bro.
See you later, man.
Just left me, boy. I'll buy Mike a drink.
No, you said we're going out for drinks, and I was like, yeah, I'll happily buy Mike a drink. I will buy you one, too. You and I go out for drinks fairly regularly, and we kind of have a good flow of I get this one, you get that one. I don't know that the last time I think I had a drink with Mike Jones was at the Arizona owners meetings in, like, 2018.
That's too long, dog.
That's what I'm saying. Too long.
Yeah.
Maybe at the Combine, but I don't know. The Combine's gotten so damn late.